Chapter 17, Nashville. A deep interest should be taken in the building up of our work in and around Nashville. The planting of the Southern Publishing Association's office there was providential. Nashville is an educational center. In and near it, there are many large colleges. Into these colleges, the truth for this time is to be carried. Efforts are to be made for all classes, the educated and the uneducated, the white people and the colored people. I have been instructed that we are to establish memorials for God in Nashville, not right in the city, but at a little distance from it. Lines of work are to be started that will advance the truth. These lines of work are not to be carried forward by individuals or companies as private business, but are to be union conference enterprises. For lack of means, the work may at first move slowly, but by God's blessing, it will advance. The medical missionary work must be firmly established in Nashville, for this work is the right hand of the gospel. The Nashville Sanitarium need not be a large building, but it should be larger than those established in smaller cities. A building already erected should be secured, if a suitable one can be found in a favorable locality. A well-equipped sanitarium, situated a few miles out of the city of Nashville, will exert great influence for good among the people. Let us ask the Lord to open the way for this work and to lead us in its advancement. We have a God who hears and answers prayer. In His providence, He will work on minds as He has worked in the past, leading men to favor our people by offering them property at low prices. As Nashville is to be a center for our work in the South, a school as well as a sanitarium should be established a few miles from the city. Land should be secured, and believers should be encouraged to settle on it. Means must come in for the advancement of this work. The work is to be carried forward with as little outlay of means as possible. But while economy is essential, no cheapness should be allowed in the work. The perfection of God's character is to be represented by all that His people do. In establishing schools, one important point is to secure land sufficient for the carrying forward of industries that will enable the students to be self-supporting. There should be land sufficient for the raising of the fruit and vegetables required by the school, and also some for sale. Agriculture should be made a financial benefit to the school. Nashville, Graysville, Huntsville and Hildebrand have been presented to me as places favorable for the raising of crops for the use of the school and for marketing. The students in our schools are to be taught that which will prepare them to act their part in teaching others. Some are to learn one trade, some another. Some are specially adapted for the printing work. Such can be prepared to connect with the publishing work. The young men should learn to cultivate the soil and to raise whatever the land will produce. No one can tell what can be done with the soil until he has studied, planned, and experimented. The young men should be taught also how to build houses plainly and inexpensively, yet substantially. They are to be taught that God will not accept careless, indolent, haphazard work. And from whatever they do, building, sowing, planting, or reaping, they are to learn the lesson. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. The difficulties and hindrances met with in the work in the South are a repetition of the difficulties and hindrances that we met with in the work in Australia, and especially in the work in Currumbong. And in every other place where the Lord has shown me that a special work was to be done, great difficulties have been encountered. There have always been men and women who were ready to use tact and influence to fashion things after their human judgment, repressing and hindering the work. I shall call most earnestly for means from my brethren and sisters to be used in the unworked cities of America, and especially in the cities of the South. This field, barren and unsightly, has been shamefully neglected.
Wealthy men, not of our faith, have given liberally for the establishment of schools for the colored people, and some effort has been made to educate the poorer class of white people living in the South. But our own people have put forth only a jot of the earnest effort that they should have put forth. I have read the little book, The Story of Joseph, and I am certain that it is books of this kind that are needed in the southern field.
It is several years since light was given me in regard to the need of publishing small books containing Bible stories, and others containing some part of the Bible printed as a whole. It pains me to see so many magazines in the homes of the people. Those who cultivate an appetite for such reading do themselves great harm. Shall we not provide them with something better? I have an earnest desire, my dear brother Butler, that you shall just now stand in your lot and place in Nashville. The Lord is setting things in order there, and you are needed. May God help you and strengthen you, is my prayer. I pray constantly for you. Be of good courage in the Lord. Let nothing separate you from the work at Nashville. Be as true as steel to principle. The enemy will try to discourage and annoy you, but remember that the Lord is upholding you. He will be the light of your countenance and your God.